Well, still with politics, the Liberal Party got an unexpected boost today in its fight to hang on to the Sydney seat of Wentworth, which of course was formerly held by Malcolm Turnbull. The seat in the city's inner east is considered safe Liberal territory, but the analysts see a threat to the government in the form of the popular former AMA chief and local MD, Keren Phelps, who is running as an independent. Ms Phelps, though, has now declared her preferences should go to the Liberal Party. Though on the hustings today, that didn't stop her from gate-crashing a media event where the Prime Minister was due to speak. Sandra Seguin has been at Wentworth today for this report.
Prime Ministers don't usually get shown up at media conferences, but this morning in Sydney's swanky Double Bay, Scott Morrison was beaten to a bank of cameras and microphones by Keren Phelps, the independent candidate for Wentworth.
We're expecting the Prime Minister, actually.
Oh, you are?
I didn't realise you were popping in.
Dr. Phelps explained her surgery was just down the road, so she took the chance to speak to voters through the media.
I know the people of Wentworth very well. I've been around talking to them and asking them what their concerns are. And I think it's very important that the new member for Wentworth has local understanding and knows what the people of Wentworth want.
The former AMA president is considered a chance to take Wentworth from the Liberals. And she only added to the government's worries by earlier telling voters that they should preference the Liberals last in the October 20th by-election. But today she announced what must be considered a pleasant surprise.
I'm going to announce today that I intend to preference Liberal ahead of Labor. I am standing as an independent, I am a true independent, and that is what I'm going to do.
The Liberals hold Wentworth by almost 18%, but there are fears of a strong backlash because of the way Malcolm Turnbull was thrown out as Prime Minister. With its fancy apartments and multi-million dollar yachts, Rushcutters Bay isn't exactly middle Australia, but it's in the heart of the Wentworth electorate. People here sound disenchanted.
I have no respect for the majority of the politicians in this country now, especially following Malcolm Turnbull's demise, and I'm finding it terribly hard to care.
I'm annoyed about it because I didn't have a chance to say anything about Malcolm Turnbull's demise. We voted for him. He's our local candidate and we didn't have a chance to support him.
It was terrible the way it's come about, but that's the situation we find ourselves in.
Even with this sentiment, though, it's still going to be tough for an independent or indeed Labor to win here.
I just think the parties are just fusing in terms of they all have the same selfish attitudes and it's actually about individuals rather than the good of the community or the good of the country.
As far as I'm concerned, there's not anyone that I would have a lot of faith in.
Dave Sharma is the Liberal candidate in the by-election. Graham Morris is a former chief of staff to John Howard, who is now a political consultant.
It's quite an unusual seat for a by-election. And normally there's a swing against the government anyway. So yes, Dave Sharma has the job against him, but I think most people in Canberra on both sides of politics would acknowledge he's the best candidate by a long way, but he's going to have a tough few weeks.
Former Liberal leader and member for Wentworth, John Hewson, knows the area well.
I think the Wentworth by-election is ripe for a substantial protest vote, probably against both major parties, but certainly against the Liberal Party and the madness that we saw just a few weeks ago. It's a winnable seat for a strong independent in the sense that Turnbull had a very significant personal vote.
After their earlier thwarted media conference, Scott Morrison and Dave Sharma eventually fronted the cameras at a school in Bondi, also in the electorate. The Prime Minister says he wasn't fussed by Dr. Phelps stealing his thunder earlier in the day, but what does worry him is the independent candidate's closeness to Labor.
There is only one candidate that is standing up for Liberal beliefs, and that's Dave Sharma. Anyone else pretending to that claim is not there to help the Liberal Party. And the independent, Keren Phelps, is not running to help or support the Liberal Party. As the Labor Party has said themselves, they believe that her candidacy is only there and will help the Labor Party.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, Sandra Seguin, our reporter.